you know, there was something called the Rugby Queen song. Mm-hmm. So you pick some guy's girlfriend who was oblivious, and the two props would hoist her up on their shoulders, and they would sing, I guess what the hash version is, Alouette.
Mm-hmm.
But does she have the cum-stained teeth, and does she have... I think it was once the guy to the breasts. So, you know, does she have very nice breasts, or does she have some type? Show us your tits! Show us your tit! One tit! One tit! You know, both tits, both. So she felt pressured, and she was not forewarned. She was really upset because she had no idea. Here, will you be our rugby queen? They would ask. Oh, fiddle-dee-dee, you know, and she doesn't know any better. So she gets hoisted up on these guys' shoulders, and she gets thoroughly insulted with this song. And then, show us your tits. One tit, two tits, two tits. Oh, my God.
Well, you said for women's rugby, they would choose a man or a boyfriend who was there?
When I was in college, when whoever was gay kept it to themselves, we get a rugby king. Show us your balls. One ball, one ball. But it was basically the equivalent. I was trying to look this up. But it made him feel just, I think, particularly if he was not involved with rugby, he felt very threatened and very objectified, which was beautiful. But show us your balls. One ball, both balls.
You haven't been to New Orleans.
No.
Certain quarters where you'll just go. Oh, what do you do for your beat?
Yeah.
When I went
to New Orleans, there's a women's rugby tournament in New Orleans every year at Mardi Gras, and my teammates would refuse to go to Bourbon Street because they said French heterosexual hell, and I'm heterosexual. I love heterosexual hell. But they didn't want to go.
It's not, and there's a few. They have flights flying.
Mhm.
That there's the clubs.
No, but to get back to the Rugby King song, I tried my damnedest to remember it, but I know instead of showing tits, it was show your balls. It was, I think it was more degrading.